Welcome to the podcast series of Family Insights, powered by the Orthodox Christian Network and Family Life Ministry. We welcome Paula Marchman, Managing Director for the Metropolis of Atlanta Family Life Ministry, and Eleni Alexiou, Managing Director for the Orthodox Christian Network.
I actually was talking with another mom this day. She goes, I saw that you were doing a podcast. And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, that's great. What did you think? And I don't know her that really, really well either. And she goes, you know, I never really sat down to think of some of the things you're saying. And so not that I had a moment to sit down, but I decided to listen to it as I was driving the kids from place to place, especially as summer is here. My life and my schedule is just crazy, but it's different, but in a good way.
I think that's a great attitude, except there's only a season, couple of months, where this is a great opportunity. Instead of, oh, woe is me, I've got the kids home 24/7, I'm going to go nuts, and a lot of, you know, expectations of crazy. I think it's great. It's only a short period of time.
Well, we always joke as the summer gets closer that, as a working parent that's not a teacher, I'm like counting down the days they have left. And those friends of mine that are teachers, they count down the days that they have left, but on the other spectrum. And so part of this was the idea that in having that conversation, this friend of mine that's a teacher, she says to me, well, of course you have a schedule, right? And I'm like, of course, everybody has a summer schedule. Of course, everybody. No, but like for your kids. Making sure that the summer counts for your kids and your family.
Interesting. You know, my kids are all grown and have children of their own. And when we reach that age, Eleni, we think about, you know, what do I kind of regret? I could have navigated better. And there were many summers when I wasn't working outside the home. Definitely I was volunteering and all that stuff, but I didn't have to leave. And there were many summers where I did have to work. And in either position, I think what I regret was not really giving myself permission to really enjoy my children when we did have time together. And like your friend said, not planning ahead, not being a little more intentional and proactive of, hey, Wednesday afternoon, we are going to do this. And it doesn't have to be big things like the zoo. It's too hot in the summer for the zoo anyway. But some people might enjoy it, especially if you live more north than Tennessee. But really, just we're going to do art, or we're going to just bake a cake, or we're going to spend time together just playing in the pool or outside or whatever. Giving yourself permission for that time, and like your friend said, planning for it. Don't let it slip by and go, gosh, another week is gone, and I really didn't get that great time with my kids. And that's the part I remember, they remember, and I just wish I had done more of that.
Well, that's interesting, yeah, that you share that, Paula. It's true. I think this conversation I have younger kids, right? Mine are 8 and 6. So that was a conversation that I was having with them as we do swim team and we do all these activities, and it's summer. I said to them, you know, we always have this conversation of, like, what's our family bucket list for the summer? Like, what do we want to do as a family to make sure we get it done? My kids are younger, so obviously the things that they want to do are different. And we inevitably always have visitors. But I was trying to see what kind of schedule they would make and put it in their lap. And it was really interesting. The kindergartner, she walked through her schedule, like, bam, 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 like what happens at school every day. And it doesn't matter what your family life situation is. You can still have a schedule. If your kids are going to camp, they go to camp. If you have grandkids and you're watching them for part of the day, that's what they do. If you're going to the pool in the afternoon, that's what they know. But something that's like those structural bones that are there for the summer so that you can have like a look through the forest and the trees. to find out what keeps you connected, especially to your Orthodox Christian family. That's the important part to keep in your routine, too.
What we do, church, in the summer, especially in the Apostles' Fest and during early August. But as you were talking, I had another thought. You know, structure and schedules help our children transition into the new season. And yes, you need the free time and the play and the creative time, definitely. Play should be at the top of the list, and time for that, for free play. We used to, as children, play outside all day long with dirt and cans and tents, and we would create plays, and we were scientists, and it's play is great for the brain. But our children are used to today so much structure. So some of them, I even know some of the young ones that I'm close to, experienced in that first week anxiety and anxiousness of, what do I expect? What's going to happen? So she needed something to transition. Like you said, normally they do have a schedule at school. Even when they're 4 years old, they know it's time to eat lunch, it's nap, it's play. So in that transition, it's really important to honor the calming of, hey, we've got a schedule, here's what we're going to do, but also we're incorporating time to do nothing, to play.
I have some loose idea about what my schedule is going to look like.
But don't you agree that sometimes some people overdo the schedule thing?
No, it's loose. It has to be.
So tell me, what are your ideas?
So the idea was something around the ideas of, obviously, just so it's clear, one of the mom that I saw, she told me I use Velcro and I stick the Velcro on the wall and I have the pieces of paper, I stick them and I move them as we need them like a teacher would. But she just had a visual. And so simply it was some kind of exercise together. That's something that the TV doesn't have to just turn on straight when the day starts. Snack, some learning time, screen time. So separated learning is not necessarily screen. Lunch, chores, we were saying, and then some reading or quiet time, some swimming in there somewhere, and dinner. And being able to weave in and out what that looks like is going to be different for each week, each day.
What did your children think of that?
They wanted to know where we were going to go. That was the big question. So we agreed that once a week we go on a field trip. And like you said, a field trip could be anything really simple to something very big, or even having friends over, right? It wasn't necessarily something that had to be, you know, let's go to Disney World. That's not a field trip. That's, in our book, that's a vacation if we can get there. So it's something that, you know, depending on what the week we'll look at, some weeks they'll have camp, some weeks they won't. Some weeks we'll have help, some weeks we won't. That's just what the reality is. Because they're a little older, it's a little different for me. But for those with young kids, I think just more you can, like you said, have some kind of routine in place is really helpful throughout the summer months. And then always somehow connecting them back. Prisita Hawk does a great job doing the children's word at OCN. And so I always print those out and give those to the kids and work through it with them. And there's a whole series of them available to everybody based on what the gospel is for the week.
Yes. You know, there are some amazing resources out there that we have never, ever had. So, yes, I encourage parents to use them, download them, put them on the Velcro stickers. But again, a balance is important. Look at what your children are saying, what their needs are. Consistency is important when it comes to meals and prayers and the ritual of bedtime and learning, you know, letting them practice different skills, but also the balance of play and play time with their parents, with you, having fun, laughing, relaxing within that schedule, a balance of church, balance of activities outside the home or with friends, or even picking different projects to work on, building a birdhouse, building things that they might do in church camp. I know a lot of our churches are studying the Holy Divine Liturgy this summer, and they're doing great projects with that. Father Barnabas had a cute one where the kids were studying the vestment, and I don't know if you saw it on his site, and it was cute. They had a picture of his head and the different vestments, and they're studying the Divine Liturgy. So those are all kinds of ideas and projects that are online and that you can pick up and do with your children at home.
Right. Absolutely.
Lots of fun things out there. But so a balance of that. But definitely don't. What you're saying is have a schedule, listen to them, and enjoy the moments. Enjoy the season. What a great season summer is. Some of my best memories as a kid are summer and interaction and play. And we learn so much in that being together and creating our time and what that's going to look like.
Absolutely, Paula. I think that says it really well, that the summer is something that everyone needs to take to heart and make their daily life in some type of unorganized chaos with God as number one.
Thanks for listening and joining us. We'll be back every other week to fit into your busy time schedule. You can find us at myocn.net and at Family Life via the links below. This program is brought to you by the Callas Foundation, Family Life Ministry, and the Orthodox Christian Network.